Welcome to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Corey Stanton, and on this program, I'm speaking with multi-instrumentalist, composer, and singer Jessica Hansen from her home in Omaha, Nebraska. Thanks for carving out some time for KVNF.
Thank you for having me.
Jessica and I met back in March 2020 during a Talkin' Music interview and acoustic performance with Andrea Von Kampen, who you play with in normal times. I believe this was my last in-person interview right before everything started to shut down. And it's really good to see you again.
Good to see you.
We're going to go right into some music, and then we'll come back and talk about the creation of Jessica Hansen's newest release, Noel Noctis. Here is O Come Emmanuel, reimagined by Jessica Hansen. That was O Come Emmanuel, reimagined by Jessica Hansen. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Corey Stanton, and I'm speaking with Jessica from her home in Omaha, Nebraska. Talk to me about what you've been up to and this new EP that you just put out recently.
Yeah, so the pandemic hit, and after I had seen you, Andrea and I were supposed to actually go on a tour opening for the Trampled by Turtles headman, Dead Man Winter, and that all got canceled. So pretty sad. And there was a lot of other shows over the summer and stuff that got canceled and, you know, rescheduled. And we ended up playing one outside, social distanced here in Omaha. So it was nice to be able to play live for people again, but, you know, it's not really a common occurrence at the moment. I did do a bunch of live streams though, which was pretty fun to do. And it was just, you know, me doing a bunch of like live improvisation in front of people, which is pretty fun to do. And I think it's fun for the audience to experience that as well. So I had done that like weekly when the pandemic hit. And since then, you know, I've had a lot of time to make music. And so I'm really excited about this Christmas album that I got to release. I was given a grant to use this Hardanger fiddle, which is a Norwegian fiddle. And it has 9 strings, which is pretty crazy for a violinist because we usually only have 4. But it's just an amazing, beautiful instrument. And I have it for a year to learn it. And so I actually got to record it on this album, which I'm really excited about. It's on the Patapan and Coventry Carol track. So yeah, I mean, I've had a lot of fun, you know, creating music and making lots of connections online. So it's been really great, even with the pandemic.
Yeah. In addition to the Christmas EP, you've put out several singles. We're going to hear one of them at the end of the program called Kaleidoscope, which is beautiful. One of the things that I love about your new acoustic folky Christmas EP is that it's not super Christmassy. We were talking before the interview, you were saying that you kind of were drawn towards more of the moody traditional Christmas songs. And so talk to me about what inspired you to create this EP.
Well, really the Hardanger fiddle was like a big inspiration, like one that I really wanted to record. And I'm kind of learning a lot of traditional Hardanger fiddle tunes right now, just to kind of like understand the instrument and everything. But I wanted to use it on like my own like original song and record it. So it was really a big inspiration for these songs and how they kind of turned out. If you listen to like Norwegian folk or like terms like dark folk or even pagan folk, things like that, they're kind of more of these moody and like acoustic, and I would even say medieval sounding.
Yeah.
I made a Christmas song last year called Personet Hoodie, which is kind of a similar medieval type of song. And I do actually really like Christmas music, but I don't know. It was kind of fun to make stuff that, like you said, isn't like super Christmassy. And I don't know, you could even listen to it probably when it's not Christmas. So yeah, I'd say mainly the Hardanger fiddle and like kind of digging into my Norwegian roots kind of inspired this.
Cool. The next song we're going to hear off of Jessica Hansen's new EP, Noel Noctis, is God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen. What instruments are we going to hear on this?
So no Hardanger fiddle on this one. I did a lot of mandolin and violin kind of harmonies or layers together. Some guitar is on there. I think I did a little bit of banjo. Banjo just kind of accompaniment, strums. Obviously percussion is in there too, but it has a very fun rhythmic feel to it, is like what I really enjoy about this one.
Awesome. Let's take a listen to God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen by Jessica Hansen.
Thank you.
That was God Rest Ye, Merry Gentlemen by Jessica Hansen off of her brand new Christmas-inspired EP called Noël Noctis. You're listening to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Corey Stanton. I'm talking with Jessica Hansen from her home in Omaha, Nebraska. When did you record this album? Was this pre-pandemic? Like, I would imagine that if you're going to put a holiday or Christmas album out, you have to have it done in advance.
I think we started thinking about it in like September, maybe.
Oh, wow.
I know. It was kind of cutting it close. There's just so much work that goes into an album. First of all, the recording part, but then the production and everything like that. And I'm doing everything here in my home. So I'm not going to a recording studio or anything like that.
Rattle off all of the instruments that you can play.
Oh my gosh. I mean, if you know, your listeners could see my apartment right now, there's just like, I don't know how many instruments I have in here, but I grew up playing violin age 5, and then piano, I started at age 7. And then I kind of taught myself guitar, and I'm not a master at guitar, but I'm good at chords and I really love finger picking. I had someone teach me banjo. I was in a bluegrass band and this older guy taught me how to play some clawhammer banjo.
Nice.
I also know mandolin. I got a mandolin a few years ago. It's like the violin, so it's not too bad. And then I've also done like percussion things, and I'm not a drum master or anything, but I have some African drums here and percussion type instruments. I have a ukulele. I have an erhu, which is a Chinese violin. And I can play viola as well. Not so much the cello yet, but yeah. So lots of instruments.
Yeah, that's incredible.
Thank you.
You've been playing the violin since age 5. And how did you get into playing music? And when did that shift into being a profession?
So I grew up doing the Suzuki method, like a lot of younger violin or string students start off with. It's a method where you start learning by your ears instead of like reading music because you're so young. So I went through all of those books. There's 10 books total, and it does take a while to really get through them. And I did, you know, competitions and performances all throughout like my younger years, like throughout high school and everything. And then I decided to do music in college, a violin performance major. And I went to the University of Nebraska in Lincoln for that. And I also majored in anthropology and environmental studies, if that interests anyone too. And after college, I got pretty burnt out. Just like, there's so many hours of practice, like over 5 hours a day, I would say, you know, including all of your classes like orchestra and lessons and practicing and all the ensembles that you're in.
Yeah.
So I got a little burnt out on classical music, and I ended up joining this bluegrass band that really kind of helped me find another side of music that maybe wasn't as rigorous. And I really enjoyed that and was able to kind of try out improvisation, play live music that wasn't just classical. You know, I got into like gypsy jazz with a different band, and I started doing folk with some local Omaha bands, and obviously found Andrea Von Kampen and have been playing with her for a while. So it's been really fun. I wanted to make my own music, and I didn't really know how to do that. So I started learning kind of audio engineering and how to record myself. And, you know, I'm still learning how to do all of that. I use Logic on an Apple computer, and it's pretty complicated, I would say. But it's been really rewarding and really fun to actually make my own music and like get it out there for people. So I don't know when it like really became a profession, mm-hmm. You know, probably after college when I kind of was starting to understand like what I needed with my music. And I teach violin lessons as well. I've always done that too. And it's really fun to pass on knowledge to students too. So that's always been in the works, and lots of symphony concerts and things like that too.
The last time I went to the Colorado Symphony, I just bawled the entire time. It was like the music just completely moved through me. And even just thinking about it, I have chills.
Yeah, that's what I love about music. It's like I don't know if everyone feels this, but like I love like what I would call heart music, which, you know, you have all this feeling like crying because of a beautiful piece of music that you heard. And that's what I want my music to hopefully do for people, is really help them feel things just through the music.
Mm-hmm. Let's get back into some more music. Talk to me about Coventry Carol / What Child Is This? Is it kind of a...
It's a mashup. Yeah. So this song is kind of more of that cinematic one that I put on the album. So the beginning is very like an atmospheric intro, and I want it to like take people to like a far off place. And so you'll kind of hear kind of wind or like waves kind of crashing in this beginning part that kind of is making that scene for you. And then it kind of later breaks down into What Child Is This with more orchestration and more of that cinematic feel with like underlying string layers and just kind of these growing chords towards the end there. So this is really kind of the feeling one, I would say, like the heart music. So I really hope people enjoy this one.
I feel like we should close our eyes and listen to it.
Oh, yeah.
Here's a piece called Coventry Carol and What Child Is This by Jessica Hansen. That was Coventry Carol and What Child Is This, performed by Jessica Hansen off her newest album, Noel Noctis. I'm Corey Stanton, and you're tuned in to Talkin' Music on KVNF. Talk to me a little bit more about your recording process and production. It sounds like maybe you're getting all of the stem files ready. Are you mixing and mastering, or do you send that off to someone else?
I'm still figuring out how to, like, start off, you know, making a song. It's always, like, a different process for me. with my live streams, I did a lot of loop pedal performances where I was able to take my violin and kind of accompany myself. And you guys will hear a song at the end here, Kaleidoscope, that's actually made from a live stream that I did. Like the actual idea, the beginning melody was made from a live stream improv.
Cool.
So it was kind of cool to be able to make that into a song, actually. So it's kind of different how these all start, but sometimes I'm starting it on the piano to get some chords. Sometimes I'm starting on guitar to get like kind of a bass layer, and then kind of going from there with the melody and what other instruments are going to be added and everything. But yeah, we do all the recording here. My husband helps me. He's a little bit more in the audio engineer side. And so I'm learning from him a lot. So we actually do all the recording, the mixing, and the mastering here in our home studio. So it's a pretty interesting and fun experience.
Yeah, and I think how cool to be able to get all of that done just without having to rely on anyone else.
Yeah, and that's a good thing. And also like, wow, that's a lot of work. But it is like really exciting to be able to do it on your own.
Yeah, very cool. Talk to me about the last song on your EP, Noël Noctis. This one's called Noël Nouvellet and Patapan.
This one was the one that I really got to focus on the Hardanger fiddle. And I wanted to say too, with the Hardanger fiddle, it's tuned completely differently than the violin. So the notes that I would think I'm playing, I'm not actually, you know, the mind twister, I would say. It's a very interesting instrument to play. And the main thing about this instrument is it has 5 sympathetic strings. So they sit actually underneath the 4 strings that you actually play with the bow. And they make the fiddle ring more because of how they're tuned. So that's kind of the main thing with the Hardanger, is to have all this ringing and lots of what I would call double stops, which is when you play 2 notes at the same time or 2 strings at the same time. So you'll hear a lot of that in this song. It sounds very fiddly, and I think it sounds Norwegian. I don't know if you guys have heard like the Viking, or if you've seen the Viking TV show, or there's several other types of Viking shows, like I think The Last Kingdom is one I've been watching. But it has kind of this medieval, folky, acoustic music in there, and it really just feel like it's like bringing up my heritage a little bit. Mm-hmm. So this one was really fun to play. It's very fast and like upbeat, and these are kind of carols that I think people don't know as well, so they're kind of fun to bring out into the light.
Let's take a listen to Noël Nouvellet and Patapan. Thank you. That was Noelle Nouvellette and Patapan, performed by Jessica Hansen off of her brand new Christmas-inspired acoustic folk EP, Noelle Noctis. You're listening to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Corey Stanton. I'm talking with Jessica Hansen from her home studio in Omaha, Nebraska. Okay, so we've talked about your holiday, your Christmas album. Talk to me about Kaleidoscope. This is a single you just put out. I don't know when you put it out, but in 2020.
I think it was in July. This song was kind of written during all these protests and everything like that. And I mean, there's a lot of like sides right now in our country. So it's a very another heartfelt song, I would say. But this is one that the idea of it came from a live stream that I did on Instagram. Just came up with this kind of plucking idea. So you'll hear a lot of some violin plucking as a melody and also as kind of an accompaniment as well. It was created live with a live audience, and this was kind of the studio version that I came up with. I don't know. I really hope this kind of brings out some feelings, some emotions for your listeners and that they enjoy it.
Yeah, I love the idea. Just as you were talking, I thought of an actual kaleidoscope and how there are these different kind of fragments of the same view.
Part of it, you know, what you're talking about too, the meaningful part of Kaleidoscope, the song, all of these different perspectives, people be on different sides, you know, but we're all in the same world at the same time. And hoping that we can all like come together to really, you know, make this a beautiful world. It should be.
Cool. Well, Jessica, thank you so much for taking time to talk with me and KVNF.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
You've been listening to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Corey Stanton. Visit kvnf.org for more original Talkin' Music programs and for a direct link to Jessica Hansen's music. We'll go out on her song Kaleidoscope. Thank you for listening.